Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, Jotham Down Store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down at Pine Ridge. Well, the trial of Polk County versus Lum Edwards for embezzlement opens today at the county seat. Squire Skimp, whom Lum engaged for his attorney, has been working hard trying to prepare some kind of a defense. And now, as we look in on the little community, we find our friends gathered at the courthouse. The empaneling of the jury has just been completed. Listen.
Your Honor. The defense also accepts the jury as it is now constituted.
Very well. Mr. Clerk, you will swear in the jury.
Members of the jury will please rise. You will raise your right hand. You and each of you do solemnly swear that you will well and truly try the case of the County of Polk against Lum Edwards and a true verdict render unless discharged by the court or withdrawn by the parties.
I do.
You may be seated.
In order to hurry things along, we will forego a recess at this time. The prosecuting attorney may now make his opening statement.
Thank you, Your Honor. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I will make my remarks brief. I want only to give you a short outline of the evidence we will present and indicate what we hope to prove in the course of this action. The defendant, Mr. Lum Edwards of Pine Ridge, Arkansas, is being charged with misuse of public funds in the amount of $500, which constitutes a felony. We intend to prove that Mr. Edwards, as a justice of the peace, brought to trial one Mr. B.J. Webster, convicted him of the violation of an antiquated traffic ordinance, and fined him $500. We will then show you how Mr. Edwards used this money as a part payment on a farm, which he purchased for a personal friend, Mr. Milford Spears. Finally, we intend to prove, beyond all reasonable doubt, that this was a deliberate and premeditated act on the part of Mr. Edwards. A person found guilty of this felony shall be punished by imprisonment for a period of not less than 5 or more than 25 years.
Uh-oh.
Inasmuch as the evidence is very clear-cut and extremely conclusive, I shall say no more. Thank you.
Counsel for the defense may now address the jury.
Better get up there, Squire, and do good.
Sir, don't worry, Lum.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, and fellow citizens, my client, Mr. Edwards, who is undoubtedly the most respected and upright citizen of Pine Ridge, has been brought to trial under circumstances which, on the surface, do not reveal the true nature of this case. Now, most of the facts stated by my colleague, Mr. Denton, the district attorney, are true in a manner of speaking. However, I intend to prove that Mr. Edwards was prompted to act as he did by motives completely honorable and unselfish, and with no intention whatsoever of circumventing the law. I will show you how Mr. Edwards, regardless of the consequences to himself, acted for the sole purpose of righting a wrong, of correcting an injustice perpetrated upon an aged, trusting citizen, Mr. Milford Spears, by the aforementioned Mr. B.J. Webster. in using money collected as a fine from Mr. Webster to compensate Mr. Spears for property which was in truth stolen from him by that same Mr. Webster. Lom Edwards was merely, in doing this, choosing a direct and simple method of administering justice.
And he's listening to them big words.
For undeniable truth of these statements, I recommend that you, the jury, now listen closely to all the testimony you are about to hear. I thank you very much.
Granny, I feel better already.
Yeah, I believe I like the other feller better, though.
Hey, sit down here, Squire, old boy. You sure done good there.
Well, ain't much obliged, Lom, but from here on is where it starts getting tough.
It does, huh?
Oh, yeah.
The prosecution will now call its first witness.
We would like to call Mr. Abner Peabody to the stand.
Ah.
That's you, Abner. Get up there.
That's strange that they'd call Abner. I thought surely they'd put Mr. Webster on the stand first.
Mr. Peabody to the witness stand.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Recollect now whose side you're on.
Wait, don't sit down. Stand there and raise your right hand.
Oh, yes, sir.
I said your right hand.
Excuse me.
You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Be seated and state your name.
Huh?
What's your name?
It's Abner Peabody. What's yours? No.
Proceed, counsel.
Mr. Peabody.
Yes, sir.
You live in Pine Ridge, do you?
Yeah, that's where I live. I live in that white house there right next to the Quinces, you know. It's the one with that big sycamore tree out in the front yard there.
Yes. Do you serve in any official capacity currently? Are you a law officer of any kind in Pine Ridge?
I'm the deputy town marshal there.
Uh-huh.
See, Uncle Henry Lunsford, he's a regular town marshal, but he's been out of town here lately for quite a spell on account of his brother down in Texas, Vess, I believe his name is. He's ailing. See, he's got some sort of a misery in his left leg, heard you? Can't figure it out to save his life what it is. He's had trouble with that leg on and off for, eight or ten years.
The witness will please confine himself to answering the district attorney's questions as briefly as possible.
Yes, sir, Your Majesty. Your Honor.
Mr. Peabody, are you acquainted with a Mr. B.J. Webster?
B.J.? Yeah, I know him, sure.
Can you identify him? Do you see him in this courtroom?
Why, of course I see him. The varmint sitting right over there. That's him with that brown suit on there. See him right over here. He's the one with that smart-aleck look on his face there.
Just a minute here. Your Honor, I request that statement by the witness be stricken from the records.
Granted. The witness will answer yes or no whenever possible.
Thank you, Your Honor. Mr. Peabody, did you on any occasion during the past few months arrest the man you identified as Mr. Webster?
Yes, sir. I done it. I arrested him.
On what charge?
Why, it was some old-timey traffic law passed, I believe it was 1905 when it's passed.
Specifically, what was the charge?
Why, it was something about that you're supposed to have a guide walk ahead of your car when you're going over 5 miles an hour. To sort of warn everybody to get out of the way. Fellers is supposed to carry a lantern or some silly something like that with it. I don't recollect exactly what it was. You better ask Lom. See, he's the one that found that old law.
Now, wait. Who is Lom?
Lom? He's a feller this whole trial's being held for. He's a main man.
All right, then. You mean the defendant, Mr. Lom Edwards?
Why, sure. It's the only Lom I know.
And you say that Mr. Edwards found this old law in order to cause Mr. Webster to be arrested?
I object, Your Honor, on the ground that that's a leading question. Those were not the witness's words, and that no basis has been established for such a question.
Objection sustained.
That's a time, Squire.
Yes, sir, that's exactly what Lom done.
No, for goodness sakes, listen to that.
I object, Your Honor. The counsel's question was ruled out, and therefore, I request that the witness's answer also be stricken from the testimony.
Granted.
Mr. Peabody, after you arrested Mr. Webster on the old traffic charge, was he brought to trial?
Why, sure he was. See, Lum held trial for him over at the Jot 'em Down store.
I see. And was he acquitted or convicted?
He was convicted. He was in Lum's court. That Lum slapped a $500 fine on him.
I see. And did Mr. Webster pay the fine?
Yes, sir. He sure done, and he paid it, yep.
Now, Mr. Peabody, did you know prior to that trial of any plans of what was to be done with the money collected from Mr. Webster as a fine?
No, I never.
I see.
But I had a pretty good idea.
No, for pity's sake.
I object, Your Honor. The witness is merely stating a personal opinion.
Objection sustained.
You better ask Lum about that. See, he was the one that studied up this whole thing.
Aye, Granny's, I object now.
We object, Your Honor.
Sustained.
Well, that's all the questions for now. Thank you, Mr. Peabody. Your witness, counsel.
Wait a minute, Squire. No questions. Get Abner off the witness stand. Two more answers, and he'll have me in the electric chair. He's ruining me now.